Let's bring in Jim Bowden, Sirius XM, MLB Network Radio. How you doing, Jim? Thank you for doing this.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
When it comes to the Blue Jays, you know, we've been looking ahead to 2018 for a few weeks now. It's been such an ugly year. And Steve just mentioned the potential nucleus of a rotation for next year, and it's going to revolve around Sanchez and Stroman. And we're so fascinated with their talents and when they've been healthy, what they've been able to produce. But from an objective view, an outsider's view, are you concerned at all about Stroman and Sanchez, how young they are, and how many injury problems they've already had?
No, I'm not worried about that. I mean, you deal with that with almost every pitching staff that's out there. I think the fact you have Sanchez and Stroman to build around and you still have control of J-Hap, you know, I think we'll bounce back and have a much better year next year. The fact that you have those three starters to build around, you got a strong bullpen with an impact closer in Osuna, I think that's the most positive, best part of this Blue Jays team going forward.
Did you get a chance to catch what happened today with the Jays, with Gibbons getting tossed and then Stroman and Martin both getting tossed on the same pitch in the same dispute?
No, I did not see that game, unfortunately. Tell me what happened.
Okay, so Stroman wasn't happy. He hadn't been pitching well. He wasn't happy with the strike zone, and Will Little was the umpire behind the plate. And Walker had been out earlier, the pitching coach. He had some words with him. Gibbons had already been tossed. And Stroman threw what he thought was a strikeout pitch. It was a 3-2 count. Turns out it was ball four. Little called it a ball. Stroman looked at him, allegedly maybe said something, and Little tossed him. Martin turned around, said something. He tossed him. Steve and I have never seen that before. You've been around baseball for a long time. Have you ever seen a battery get tossed off the same dispute?
I don't remember it happening before, but, you know, the one thing we do know is when things aren't going well in the one-loss column and you're sitting there at the bottom looking up at everybody, frustrations can get to you, and all of a sudden, you know, you blow up and these kind of things happen. I'm not saying I've ever seen a battery ejected on one pitch, no, but I certainly understand the frustrations for a team that was in the league championship series the last 2 years. To go as far back as they've gone quickly, as old as this team has gotten, as fast as they have, and then all of a sudden you get an umpire that's squeezing you here. Yeah, you know, the frustrations, you know, we call it the dog days of summer, but I certainly can understand that. You know, everyone is hearing all the trade rumors that are going around, everything in the clubhouse. Liriano's about to go to the Kansas City Royals, and Marco Estrada might get traded to Houston, and you keep hearing that, and you're on the mound, and you're not getting a call, and you're frustrated. These things happen, and tomorrow will be a new day.
I wonder about the umpire, though, in this situation. I don't often like to sort of focus on the umpire, but earlier in the season, he tossed Bob Melvin and another member of the A's at similar times. And Sal Bando at the time said it was the worst game of umpiring he'd ever seen. And this is the same guy who also tossed Tony Pena in the World Baseball Classic. So I'm starting to wonder a little bit about the home plate umpire versus the robot discussion and wondering where you've fit in on that.
Yeah, I'm fine with the robot. I mean, look, I understand the human element of umpires, but, you know, fans nowadays, we just want you to get it right. Like, we don't want the umpires to be a story in a game. You know, last night when Adrian Beltre got ejected because he moved the on-deck mat towards him with a sense of humor, and he gets ejected, and that changes the game. Here's a guy trying to get 3,000 hits. He had three extra base hits and a homer. He gets ejected for that. I mean, I don't ever want the story to be about an umpire the next day, and I think fans in this generation, the millennials just want you to get it right. I mean, instant replay has been a big success because people just want it right. We don't want missed calls and missed it. In terms of strike zones, to rely on so many different humans who have so many different strike zones, it's frustrating. You know, Marcus Stroman, I didn't see that pitch you're referring to today, but probably that pitch would have been a strike based on what you're saying with 85% of the umpires, but then 15% it's not. Like, if you all of a sudden have a computer or a robot or whatever you want to call it with laser beams, get the strike zone correct and accurate, guess what? These issues won't happen. It'll go away. We won't have to be talking about this on talk radio. Instead, we can talk about how the Blue Jays need to rebuild their position players, which is much more fun. But for Little to make the conversation about him, tells you your answer. Yes, we want robot umpires.
See, I look at it differently because we've been talking about what they're going to do with their position players for weeks. This is actually something new and interesting. It's actually, you know, personality and character. And I'm with you. I mean, it's some, everyone says they want to see it get it right. But I would be fearful, Jim, that at some point we're going to get to robotics across the sporting landscape, and then we're going to realize that it's entertainment. It's supposed to be fun. It's supposed to be different. It gives us something to talk about. I'm fine with it.
Well, let me ask you this on those lines, though. When is an umpire entertaining to you? Like, when does he entertain you?
Well, Ron Luciano did, and that was about, what, 30 years ago?
And he's not here. Frank Pulley entertained me, too. He's not here either. So who's entertaining you? Joe West, C.B. Buckner?
No.
Angel Hernandez? I think not.
You need a second dance partner, obviously. But I don't see John Gibbons running out to a robot and kicking dirt on it. So, you know, you need someone else to be involved.
But here's the thing, you don't, managers, John Gibbons doesn't run out to argue a ball and strike. He can't. You get ejected. You can't argue balls and strikes. So that takes that argument out. The only reason Gibbons ran out is he threw his players out of the game. But the reality is you can't argue balls and strikes. So what does it matter? The umpires don't entertain you. The only time I've been entertained by a home plate umpire in a ball and strike is when Nelson Cruz came up in the All-Star game, handed his iPhone to Yadier Molina, and said, take a picture of me and Joe West. And he's like, what? And he took a picture. That was entertaining, but that was because of Nelson Cruz, not because of Joe West. So, no, let's just get it right. We don't need to argue balls and strikes. I'm so sick of hearing people, he had a wide strike zone, he had a low strike zone, I didn't get that 2-2 pitch. Really? Just fix it. If you have the robots and computers do it, we won't talk about it again, and it won't bother anybody, and we won't discuss it.
So you've sat in the general manager's chair, and you've done the job and understand what it is to make a trade and understand how difficult it can be at times, when you're, you know, having a losing season and you need to upgrade in places. How difficult, not just what's coming up in the next week or next month with the other trade deadline, but how difficult are the next 5 or 6 or 7 months going to be for Mark Shapiro and Ross Atkins?
Yeah, it's really almost an impossible position they put themselves in, because you don't have a lot that you can trade to get return that's significant enough to make you better. The best asset you have is Josh Donaldson. You don't want to move him. But really, where the Blue Jays are, if you could turn him into three young pieces, you should do it. Because the problem that the Blue Jays have, which it happened overnight, you got old and you got declining and you got little trade value. I mean, Russell Martin's a 217 hitter. That's what he is. Troy Tulowitzki's got 7 homers and an on-base percentage of .301. Jose Bautista's hitting .220, and his usual high OBP is now down to 33%. So you're looking on the field, who's going to play left field? Like, you just look around the field, and this team, old, decline. Like, who do you get excited about? Justin Smoke's had a great career year. I hope it's for real. I hope he can repeat it. Morales has been okay, I guess, at DH, although 314 for an on-base doesn't make up for the 20 home runs for me. But, I mean, what else do you have to build around in the field? So how are you going to fix it? You don't want to trade the 3 young pitchers, because that's the strength of your team. So it's almost like, I'm not so sure, instead of just trading Estrada, Liriano, Joe Smith, and the other free agents, I'm not so sure that the conversation shouldn't be, you know, hey, Boston, you want to give us Devers and Travis and Groom for Donaldson? I mean, I'm just not so sure that you're not at the point where Happ and Donaldson shouldn't be shopped if they have the most trade value.
With Jim Bowden, former MLB GM, would you just make deals to make them, though, at this point?
No.
Like Liriano and Estrada?
People, that's stupid. Don't do that.
So what kind of value can you really expect, though? I mean, these guys, Estrada's been so bad. Even last night, you know, he kind of escaped in terms of the numbers, but I think he threw 100 pitches and only 52 were strikes.
I mean, yeah, I don't know what's wrong with him. Has anyone done an MRI in the shoulder or elbow to make sure he's healthy?
No. Not that we're aware of, anyway.
I just wonder that. If it's not mechanics, how does a guy go from the 3 prior years having the best batting average against, including better than Chris Sale, in the American League to this guy? So, you don't give them away, but you got to fix it. You got to figure out what it is. You know, if somebody can fix the problem, maybe by the end of August you can trade them on August 31st. To give Liriano away to Kansas City for nothing is dumb, but if you get a piece back, move them. I mean, that's what I think. I mean, but to give them away, to make a trade, just to make a trade, I'd rather stand pat than just give players away. But I with an open mind, if your name isn't Stroman, Sanchez, or Osuna, I wouldn't have anybody that's an untouchable. I'd be listening on everybody because I just think this team has to get younger. It's got to get more athletic. I just think there's a lot of work to do before the Blue Jays can get back to another ALCS.
Is this the end, do you figure, for Bautista, Jim?
I think so. Yeah, I think it's time to move on. I think, and I love Joey Bats, but I think it's time that the Blue Jays get more athletic in the outfield and have a more complete lineup. I think they've got to concentrate on improving the team on base percentage, and I think defense and range and speed need to play a factor as they're rebuilding this team. There's nothing worse than a team that doesn't get on base, and when they do get on base, they clog the bases. There's nothing worse than your two best hitters this year probably have been smoking Morales, I guess, because of Donaldson's injury, I guess, and they're station to station.
In terms of league-wide, there were three big names, three pitchers that people seem to be focused on. Yu Darvish, who just got rocked. Verlander, who's got more years left on his contract, a very bloated contract. And then Sonny Gray. How would you rank them in terms of your confidence that they'll actually get dealt between now and the end of the month?
Dealt. Okay. Gray's going for sure. So he's gone. He's won. That's easy. I'm going to say Darvish 2 and Verlander 3. John Daniels is really good at trading, and he's very creative, and that's a pretty good rental, and JD getting a return and then can re-sign him at the end of the year makes sense. I'll do Verlander 3. Again, I'm betting on Billy Bean and John Daniels over Al Avila making trades. Al hasn't proven to me what he can do under pressure. And with Verlander, with $56 million left in 2 years, there's not a lot of teams willing to take that on. So it takes a lot of creativity to find a way to pay down some of the salary, get the right prospects, and get him to waive the no trade. It's very complicated, and I'm not sure that wouldn't be the least likely moved of the three. So I'll go Gray, Darvish, and Verlander.
Thank you for the input and the takes, as always. We'll do it again soon. Thank you, Jim.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
There's Jim Bowden, former MLB GM and MLB Network radio analyst and host on Sirius XM.